in for surprise. You're in for a shock. In London town streets.
Back at it. It is the No Panic Zone. Good to have you here for the conversation. My next guest has been a contributor to this program for a very long time, and I appreciate it because he brings common sense and intelligent conversation to the program. Dr. John Lott is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You can find out more always at crimeresearch.org. Doctor, welcome back to the program.
Good morning.
You know, during all of this pandemic and so forth, we've heard about gun sales, and we've heard about governors, you know, that some have said you can have gun stores open, some say you cannot, some say they're essential, some say they're not. But what we don't hear about is where people do have concealed carry permits, they protect themselves, they stop something bad from happening, and even more importantly, something you made note of that I found interesting, permit holders that have stopped mass public shootings and other, you know, devastating murderous attacks in America, it never gets any publicity, does it?
Right. No, I mean, there's a number of cases, very dramatic cases, that you're lucky to get one or two local news stories on when they occur. You look over the last 5 years, I can only think of a couple cases which have gotten national news attention where a permit holder has stopped a mass public shooting. One of those was this last December at a church in near Fort Worth in Texas. And I think the only reason why that got news attention was because the initial news coverage focused on the claim that the permit holder was part of the church security. It turned out later that basically the pastor there said, look, anybody with a concealed carry permit, we're just going to make you an honorary security person for the church. And so, amazingly, there were 8 people there at the time of the attack that had their permanent concealed handguns with them. 2 of them were able to draw it out quickly and stop them. But, you know, there's cases that occur, you know, every couple months across the country. And if the person with the permit wasn't there and the attack had been successful, it would have gotten national or international news attention.
Well, and you know, they should. And again, I go to the church shoot as a former FBI agent. But I also saw a lot of negative, you know, stories about him. And people actually had the nerve to say, well, he got lucky. You know, he still shouldn't have had a gun in church. I mean, that should still be illegal. He saves all those lives, right?
You know, right. Well, if he hadn't done it, presumably one of the other permit holders would have stopped him. But, you know, you have people like Michael Bloomberg within just a week or so after the successful stopping the attack who said, look, those people got lucky. They had really no business, even the individual who you just mentioned who did stop the attack, in doing it, that they should just depend upon the police to go and stop it. You know, it's nice that Bloomberg can afford to hire 24-hour round-the-clock bodyguards, but police are important. But they can't be there all the time. They virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crime occurs. And even though the police themselves understand how important they are, they also understand that people need to be able to go and defend themselves when the police can't be there.
I mean, exactly.
We have 600,000 police in the country. You probably have no more than 250,000 on duty at any one point in time. And we have 330 million Americans. You know, you're talking about 1,000 people that each officer on duty has to go and protect. That's a lot of people for each officer to be responsible to be there instantly to be able to go and try to protect.
Yeah, can you imagine? I mean, and then, you know, of course, it's getting tougher and tougher to even be a police officer in this country. Police academies, not full anymore, and why would they be? I mean, it's kind of a thankless job. That's a little different, a little aside to the story, but, you know, it's tougher and tougher to find police officers that even want to do the job because they're under attack all the time as well, it seems to me.
All right, well, I mean, the irony is that the very people who don't want citizens to be able to carry permanent concealed handguns despite the incredible record that they've had in terms of being law-abiding are the same people that don't like the police very much on these things. And, you know, so the irony is they're also the individuals who want to dramatically reduce the number of people who are in prison. They have a situation where they don't like the police. They don't want people being kept in prison. And they don't want individuals to be able to go and protect themselves when the police aren't able to arrive.
So none of it makes any sense. It's Dr. John Lott here with me, the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. You know, and I'm looking at some of the places in this country have seen violent crime go down over the last few years. Some see it increase. I don't know how it works for concealed carry permits, if there's an uptick in crime, a downtick in crime. But it's something that doesn't – when somebody does the right thing, when the good guy with the gun gets it right, like you say, they never get any coverage, do they?
Well, it has a big impact on people's perceptions when they only hear about bad things that happen with guns and never or rarely hear about the benefits that happen. You can't blame a lot of people for believing that if they can only get rid of guns, then they're not going to have bad things happen. The problem is, just a simple point, every place in the world that's banned either all guns or all handguns has seen murder rates go up. You'd think out of randomness you'd see one where murder rates would go down when you have a ban, or at least stay the same. But there's a simple point that happens here, and that is when you go and have one of these bans, it's the most law-abiding good citizens who turn in their guns, not the criminals. And to the extent that you disarm law-abiding citizens relative to criminals, you actually make it easier for criminals to go out and commit crimes. But
right.
The problem that you face, you look at a country like Mexico, less than 1% of the adult population in Mexico is legally licensed to own a gun.
But the crime rate is off the hook. I got to leave it there. I wanted you to get that in. But the crime rate in Mexico, many times out of America. Dr. John Lott, you can find out more at crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org. He is the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center. Doctor, always good to have this conversation.
All right, take care.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.